Of the four Republican candidates debating Wednesday night, only Chris Christie spoke out against former President Trump. ABC News political director Rick Klein.
They wish that some of these things would land. They wish that the attacks that they launched would seem to make a difference against Donald Trump, but it isn't. So instead, they're left fighting to become that Trump alternative.
Thursday, a judge considers a request for an emergency court order that would allow a pregnant woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis to have an abortion in the state of Texas. The House will again vote Thursday on punishing one of their own, Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman, for triggering a fire alarm in one of the U.S. Capitol office buildings back in September. This is ABC News. The U.S. military is taking action after a deadly crash. ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
The military-wide Osprey grounding comes after investigators found it was mechanical failure and not human error that caused an Air Force Osprey V-22 helicopter crash off the coast of Japan, killing 8 Special Ops service members. The Ospreys had a troubled safety record with multiple fatal accidents that have killed more than 50 troops in testing and after it entered military service 16 years ago.
NFL Buffalo Bills general manager Brian Bean has been asked by reporters about the investigation into linebacker Von Miller. Miller's accused of assaulting a pregnant woman at his home.
We had our conversations with Von and understood, you know, what he believes happened. And so, from that standpoint, we can't get into it. It's an open investigation.
Court papers say Miller and the woman have had a relationship for 7 years and have children together. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Republicans say they will not support more aid to Ukraine unless there are major changes to border policies. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
It's a war. And if you think you can count where every single artillery shell is going and every single bullet that's fired, then you're dreaming. It's a war. It's combat.
Of the four Republican candidates debating Wednesday night, only Chris Christie spoke out against former President Trump. ABC News political director Rick Klein.
They wish that some of these things would land. They wish that the attacks that they launched would seem to make a difference against Donald Trump, but it isn't. So instead, they're left fighting to become that Trump alternative.
Thursday, a judge considers a request for an emergency court order that would allow a pregnant woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis to have an abortion in the state of Texas. The House will again vote Thursday on punishing one of their own, Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman, for triggering a fire alarm in one of the U.S. Capitol office buildings back in September. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Lows dip down to about 23 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 46. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 32. 1 to 2 inches of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 26.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hayward
Pittsburgh's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Westlake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Students at the U of Nevada, Las Vegas are talking about the panic and terror when a gunman opened fire Wednesday.
We heard a bunch of shots, and the second police got there, they went in and more shots fired.
Police say the gunman killed three people and wounded a fourth before a campus police officer shot and killed him. They've identified the shooter. This brief take on the Republican presidential debate last night, ABC's M. Nguyen in Tuscaloosa.